Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. It's September 7th. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. I get a lot of emails, maybe too many emails sometimes, folks, but I always eventually get around to them, eventually read them. Most of the time I respond to them if there's a direct personal question or comment. But the one I got today is so particularly important, I'm going to read it to you just as is. It reads as follows. We stand at the precipice of World War III. Daily, our sons and daughters come home in body bags or with missing arms and legs from the hell of endless war. Our nation has been transformed from a once freedom-loving constitutional republic into an Orwellian police state. All of this is directly attributable to the control of U.S. foreign policy by an alien group with an alien agenda and their stranglehold on our elected officials and quote-unquote news media. It is time to fight back. We need to declare war on the Israel lobby and all of the pathetic lackeys in thrall to them who make decisions at the highest levels of government to wage endless war in the Middle East for the sake of the parasitic and aggressive state of Israel. The opening salvo in the war to take back our nation will take place the weekend of October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Don't miss the opportunity to take part in this history-making event. Well, folks, those of you who are regular listeners to this show know exactly what that email refers to. The No More Wars for Israel conference in Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. Unless I happen to forget about it, or unless I maybe have a guest and we're talking about how to make good bread or distill fine wine, I'm going to be talking about this conference every night on this program. So remember, folks, it's because we hope we have a growing audience for this program, just like we hope we have a growing audience for the Republic Broadcasting Network. Never make the assumption that everybody who listened to the show the night before is the same person or the same group of people or persons listening every night. The idea is to expand the listenership of not just this program, but the entire Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth, you listen to this program and to the other good programming on RBN. And we know that there are millions of other people out there who share our concerns. They may not agree with us on every single issue, folks, and we can't expect that. We're going to have a lot of disagreements, but on the big issues that really count relating to the survival of our nation, particularly in these dangerous times, when there are some horrendous traitors at work on American soil making decisions and carrying out policies that could bring about the destruction of our nation, it is so vital that we expand our audience and our outreach. And you know, in the political arena right now, there is somebody who is doing that, if not directly, at least indirectly, and that's Congressman Ron Paul. We may not agree with Ron Paul on every issue. Ron Paul may not agree with us on every issue. But the point is this, there is somebody. I saw excerpts from Ron Paul's participation in the most recent debate, and I want to tell you, that guy is saying things to wide audiences that they have never heard before in such a forum. That's important, folks. So Godspeed to Ron Paul. God bless him. And God bless those good folks that are working to get that conference together October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. I'm going to give you more information about that when we come back. Plus, we're going to talk about some other things, including some other rather amusing emails I received today. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Piper coming to you from Washington, the city we're going to clean out. Fire hoses, guns, pitchforks. My God, it's going to be fun.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I always try to remind you when I'm going to give you information that you might want to take down to get your pen and paper handy. Well, for you regular listeners, and thank God there do appear to be a few of you, the rule of thumb is when you're listening to Mike Piper ranting and raving, keep your pen and paper handy. And you know, I always say that, and yet whenever I need a pen and paper handy, when I'm sitting either down at the AFP office or here in my home office, you know, I can never find a piece of paper. So maybe I should always remind you at the beginning of the show. Well, folks, you know, the other night here on this program, and many, many times, I'm sure, over the past year or so that I've been broadcasting, going on 2 years now in February, it's hard to believe, I have said time and time again that not only this war in Iraq, but the impending war in Iran, World War I and World War II, and if probably you dig a little deeper, some of the other wars we've gotten ourselves involved with here, that is, the United States has gotten involved with during the past 100 years or so, that they could be traced to the intrigues of the organized and wealthy and very powerful Jewish community in America, even before there was a formal Zionist movement. But in any case, guess what, folks? You know, I got an email today from someone who told me that I am covering up and censoring the Jewish role in the wars of this century. I mean, seriously, folks, you know, I actually get emails like this. Now, you know, it puzzles me. And, you know, I didn't bother writing this person back and saying, well, you should tune into my program on the Republic Broadcasting Network, probably because this person already does. Or you should read my books. You know, I'm not going to try to get commercial here, folks. No, I just wrote the person back using some terminology that could have been taken right out of the Talmud, terminology that I could not use here on this program tonight. But what I did conclude the email with was, take a running jump straight into hell. As I always say, I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. Absolutely amazing. Well, you know, this No More Wars for Israel conference that's coming up, you know, I was talking to Mark Glenn. He was talking to some of the other people who've been involved, you know. And what this conference, in some respects, is conceived as, is a final attempt before the world is brought to destruction to try to build an alliance between the good Muslims and the good Christians. That's all good people who are against war and death and destruction. An alliance against those forces, those bad forces, represented by those people that Ron Paul said had hijacked U.S. foreign policy, which is indeed what they did. U.S. foreign policy was never very good, folks, in many respects, during the 20th century. But the badness, so to speak, became very, very apparent during the past couple years. No holds barred. The people who are driving us into these wars are sticking their ugly heads out like zombies coming out of the graves in one of these horror films. We're seeing how really ugly they are. We're seeing their ugly faces like Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz. I don't mean to pick on them. They're just two of the particularly ugly ones. And the reason why they're ugly, folks, is because their innate ugliness, their evil, is so unfortunately apparent. Maybe we should say fortunately apparent. But this is a time in world history when it is vital for all good people, and not just Muslims and Christians, but all good people around the planet, to stand up against these insane Talmudists, these people whose hateful religious philosophy which drives them toward their madness. It's time that we do have to stand up and stop them once and for all. I don't know how we're going to stop them, folks. We pray that we can stop them through the electoral process. We have Ron Paul out there saying the right things, maybe not saying them exactly as I would say them or as you would say them, but he is saying the right things, and as I say, God bless him. Now, once more, to remind you, October 12th through the 14th, the No More Wars for Israel conference in Orange County, California. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hotel rooms, we got the final word on that today, folks. The entire price per night, double or single accommodations. This is the final price, including taxes. Very important. This includes taxes. It's $124 a night. Registration is $150 per person, $175 per couple. If you want to come but don't want to partake of the lovely banquet meal and the lovely breakfast meal, you can get in for $100 or $125 per couple. The address to write to send your registration is care of Mark Glenn. Make your checks payable directly to Mark Glenn. You know who Mark Glenn is. You can trust Mark Glenn. Mark Glenn, P.O. Box 27, Carrywood, Idaho, 83809, P.O. Box 27, Carrywood, Idaho, 83809. You can use credit cards by going to crescentandcross.com and going to PayPal. Or if you want to send your credit card information to Mark Glenn, you can do that as well. So it's $150 registration or $100. Add $25 to both of those prices for couples. All right, folks. You know, it's It's so very, very interesting because, as I said, you know, talking about this email I received, it continues to amaze me that there are people who are so driven and so single-minded that they just don't listen. You know, people's perceptions of the world sometimes become so warped that they don't see the big picture. And this is kind of what I'm seeing in some of the attacks on Ron Paul that are coming from various and sundry sources. Now, like I say, I think that there are probably a lot of people who are supporting Ron Paul who don't even know where he really stands on all the issues, but they support him because they sense that he's a good man. And, you know, I was talking with one of my colleagues at American Free Press today. She was listening to Ron Paul, and I said that I sensed that he was a good man, and she said, so do I. And, you know, it's interesting, this lady that I'm referring to, she said the reason why she was listening to Ron Paul was because she wanted to catch up on the things that she needs to know. And I thought that was a very interesting and poignant remark because we all do have a lot to learn. You know, I sit here in this program every night and talk about things. But, you know, when I open up the newspaper and I see what's going on, I realize that there's so much in this world that we need to know about. We only have so much time to learn. I have lunchtime to sit down and read the paper. So as I say, it's always a learning process, folks. All right, we're going to be going to a break here in a couple minutes, but we have one of our regular callers here, unless someone has hijacked his name. But I'm going to go ahead and bring him up, and we'll find out. It's Country Boy from Indiana.
This is the Country Boy out in northern Amish country, Indiana.
This sounds like the real Country Boy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I need to give you some advice. You can take it. You know, it's free, but I think that you need to take it.
All right.
Do not say, even hypothetically, what you want to do to people, okay? It's like a racial joke in today's. It's only going to come back to haunt you. So understand your frustration and whatever, but don't be saying that because you got all your enemies out there that are recording you and can take things out of context, and you don't want to give them any more ammunition than they already have.
Well, Country Boy, I appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. But, you know, I was last night when I was saying I'd like to throw Mrs. Giuliani in the East River, I was picking on somebody who was a little bit concerned about that remark the last time. I'm not going to be throwing.
Same thing about your boy hanging the dogs. Okay, you know it's on and on. You got a pattern of doing that.
You're right, Country Boy. You're absolutely right. But you know, I was just trying to drive that point home, and I'm not real concerned about it because, as I say, after what Michael Vick did to those poor dogs, Nothing is too good or too bad for him.
All right, just wanted to bring that up.
I appreciate your point.
Some of the other small people like me out on the country roads here, you got to watch what you say because people can complain and whatever. You know, we're not radio and journalistic personalities like you are, so the hammer might drop on us a lot more easier, and you are an example, at least to the people that think the way we do.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. That is a very, very good point, Country Boy, and you're absolutely right about that. Yeah, I weigh my words very carefully when I talk about something like that, and you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that because there are other people who might think, you know, that comes back to what I just said before I brought you up, that sometimes people don't listen to things very carefully, and they sometimes hear things, they think things are being said that aren't being said,
exactly.
And unfortunately somebody might go out and say something thinking that they're saying it just along the lines that I said it, and they may not be. So I appreciate that, Country Boy. That's very constructive advice. Now, we have this break coming up. If you want to hang on for anything else.
I got more.
All right, hang on. We'll bring you right back up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, very good advice to me from Country Boy, and I hope you listen carefully to what he said and to what I said.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back. We went to the break with some very good advice from me, from Country Boy, and in some respects, even better advice for you from Country Boy in the context of giving advice to me. Anyway, Country Boy has some further comments to make, so let's bring him back up. Go ahead.
In the last day or two, DePaul University in Chicago came to an agreement with Professor Finkelstein. Bottom line is that he's denied tenure and he's no longer teaching on the faculty. They reached some kind of agreement that said he was a distinguished professor, and maybe there was a buyout, but the bottom line is he's not going to be teaching there anymore.
Yeah, he announced his resignation. He's in trouble for having dared to say that, as one news reported, some Jewish people exploit the Holocaust industry.
One of the criticisms of your foes is still valid, and I want to repeat it. You've had no program on the kosher tax. I think maybe your Bradford Smith or someone said that about you, and that is true.
Well, I haven't had one because, you know, frankly, I don't know of anyone who's really an expert on it.
Hey, that brother Fields down there in Georgia.
Well, actually, you know, Ed Fields would probably be I never even really thought about it. Ed Fields would probably be an ideal person to come on and talk about.
Yeah, you thought about it because about a year ago I called you up and made the same thing. But
it's a good idea. It's a good, it's funny you bring it up because I was just flipping through some paperwork here on my desk. making reference to the kosher racket. So yeah,
they don't realize when they go into Walmart, 99% of those things is kosher. I mean, you try and buy something that's not kosher. You want to talk about an eye opener? You give a program on that by one of the authorities. Now,
you know, Country Boy. Just today, I bought some aluminum foil. Now I'm picking up this thing of aluminum foil. Now I'm going to look on it. I could be wrong, but I'll bet you I'm going to see on my Reynolds wrap quality aluminum foil a K or a U. Now I have it in my hand. What I have in my hand is Reynolds wrap, 25 square feet, purchased in a good old fashioned regular corner market, and it has a U in a circle. And that is the very kosher mark that you're talking about. Now, to the best of my knowledge, human beings do not eat aluminum foil. But every time we buy, like I just bought, this box of Reynolds wrap with this U right there in the lower left-hand corner of the front of the box, a U in a circle, I have just put some money into one of the Orthodox Jewish organizations that get paid by Reynolds Wrap to effectively bless this aluminum foil, say a prayer over it, and say that it's kosher. Well, now, that sounds so crazy to anyone who is listening here tonight and who has never heard of this kosher tax that we're talking about.
Right,
Anyone to go out and buy a box of Reynolds Wrap and tell me that they don't find a U on it.
Not only that, but you get the Parview, the French, all these, the Chicago Rabbinical Council. I've started to look at that stuff. And matter of fact, if you go and you get foreign things, food from foreign countries, it's usually not there. But you go to Walmart, and 99% of that stuff has it. You are going to wear yourself out trying to find something. And if you're missing it, you don't know what to look for or where it's at. All right, hey, moving along here. When I bought something from Republic Broadcasting Network, when I, you know, charged it and paid for it, I didn't charge it to Republic Broadcasting. What it was CISN. Got any idea what that is?
I couldn't tell you anything about that.
Well, I'm going to tell you it now. Christians in Support of Neighbors. See, when John went down to Austin, he went in with a business partner. This is before Y2K. And he was a Jewish Messianic Christian. This was the guy that owned the business, whose name was Christians in Support of Neighbors. So anyway, John took over the business from this fellow, and then he had all of these debts coming in that he didn't know about, and all these unpaid bills that the former guy didn't tell John about. So he gave him a very bad deal. And the reason why I know about this is that John has spoken about it on the air. But, you know, how ethical is it for another person to take the name of another, for a person to take the name of another religion and to do bad things, okay? And conversely, how is it that these people disguise their organizations, businesses, whatever, and then who these organizations are controlled by, and they do their own bidding, such as these public service announcements that they had on TV, whether it's Freedom Foundation or whatever that is. How ethical is that?
Well, this is how it works in our society today. That's, I guess, part of the problem. And that's all. It all comes back to, well, what we're talking about.
Okay, another Jewish religious story, a little known. If you go to AmishJewishCult.com, that's AmishJewishCult.com, there's a true story of an Amish girl that was in one of these communities that was led by a Jewish cult figure. And if you look on that website and some of the reviews, it will give you some of the story. But that's, I know that because I picked up a book out here in one of the Amish shops. And that cult was not here, but I think it was down in Tennessee. But it's good information.
That's amazing. You find it everywhere, don't you? Isn't it amazing? All right, Country Boy, we have that break coming up here again. If you want to hang on, please.
I got more.
What's that?
More.
All right, stay on the line. Got more from Country Boy. There. Go check your aluminum foil during the break. But turn off the radio and listen to the commercials.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing back Country Boy here. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Here he is.
Hey, that last DVD or CD by Brother Diamond.
Yes,
that is outstanding. They have one on Pope Benedict. They say this is what the Catholic Church teaches. This is what Pope Benedict wrote. I don't know if they do that for 30 or 40 minutes. It is just amazing. And anyone that's interested in what Catholicism was and what it is today by virtue of what the Pope has written, that is the DVD to get.
I endorse those videos 100%. Brother Diamond sent me copies of those videos a long, long time ago, and I've watched most of them, and I have to say that I learned quite a bit, and it's always good to be able to say you actually learned something.
Hey, when you went off the shortwave, you made the comment, and you said if they got a preacher on the air, I hope he's a good whatever preacher. Well, the guy that was on the air and on that frequency in your time slot, his name is Brother Stair out of Walterboro, South Carolina. And we don't want to use names here because anybody can call a name. But I'll say this, that he was indicted for allegedly sexual crimes on female members of his commune.
Oh, but, outstanding.
Yes.
And of course, I'm being facetious. Maybe I should qualify that.
Well, that's the kind of guy that they put in your, I guess he got money to buy shortwave time. And he's also married, so in the old book, that would make him not only, that would make him an adulterer to his wife. So by their fruits, you will know them.
I almost wish you wouldn't have told me that, country boy.
I used the correct legal term, allegedly.
You did indeed. Yeah, okay. That's the problem. A lot of people who are accused of a lot of things by the law really didn't do it, but a lot of them did. Yeah,
those juries will believe them any time. Now, I can go two ways. I can bring this to conclusion, or I can continue on my religious theme.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. We haven't had you here for a while, and you always contribute to the show. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, you had Dr. Greg Dixon on a couple weeks ago, and he was very diplomatic about the late Falwell. And I am, instead of bringing up some of the things I had about Falwell now that he has departed, I am going to take Dr. Dixon's lead and not speak about him. But let me say things in general that there's ways that we can speak about religious figures, and the terminology that we use to address them will let people know what we really think of them. For example, the word reverend, it is an adjective, not a noun, and it means worthy of profound honor and respect. And in Psalm 111, the ninth verse, it says of the King James Version, holy and reverend is his name, and that is referring to God, you see. So there is only one who can rightfully receive the designation of reverend, and that is the Reverend Jesus Christ.
Interesting.
So when we refer to someone, when I refer to someone as reverend, it's sarcastic. It's almost mockingly, because no human being should have that title. So we can call the Reverend John Heggie, you know, because it's mocking him, or anyone that would say, hey, I am worthy of profound respect and honor. And the word worthy actually deals with worship, and it's to God. But acceptable forms would be minister, pastor, preacher. These are acceptable to Bible people. Bad terms that we can use for people are religious leaders, because in the New Testament, the Pharisees, they had all kinds of religious leaders, but they obviously were on the wrong side of the post. You could call them a prelate, which is not good, reverend, and then some of us would say father, because Jesus said, call no man father except he which is in heaven, in a spiritual sense. So once again, we would refer to Pastor Greg Dixon, and then we would refer to the Reverend, there's so many of them.
Jerry Falwell.
Right, or this other guy out in Virginia Beach.
Robertson.
Okay. Hey, in conclusion, but once again, see, when you talk to people, reverend, you only talk to somebody that you don't like, you call them a reverend, because there's nothing reverent about a man, and that's an adjective, not a noun. Here, in conclusion, see if you can identify who these words are attributed to. It is right because I say it's right. It is good because I say it's good. It's legit because I say it's legit.
Who said it?
Attributed to Al Capone. But you want to know what? They got people in positions of authority, and let me be diplomatic, they have people in positions of authority that's exactly their sentiments.
Well, you should have referred to him as Reverend Al Capone.
All right, that's it.
All right, thanks, country boy. I'm waiting to hear the latest from Reverend Daryl Bradford Smith and Reverend Esther Hufschmidt. All right, let's go to New York. We're moving east here. We've got Mike in New York. Mike, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing tonight?
Good evening. Fine, thanks. Talking about Al Capone. If you don't want to be spewing up your breakfast on Sunday, I suggest you don't go anywhere near the New York Times.
Okay.
Apparently, they're doing a big puff piece on. In the magazine, on none other than the cross-dresser that would be king, a.k.a. Benito from Brooklyn.
Benito from Brooklyn. I'm going to run out on Sunday and pick that up. I just can't wait to see what they have to say.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a keeper. you know, apart from opening up New York like a ripe watermelon to the Russian mob, they probably won't mention that his other claim to fame was arresting a couple of squeegee men over on the west side of Manhattan by the Lincoln Tunnel. Funnily enough, one of the guys who went missing was after the crackdown was a guy that used to wash my windshield on my occasional trip to New Jersey.
Oh, I heard about this. These were people that were running out and trying to make money.
Exactly.
Right.
You'd be
right.
Stopped by the traffic lights, and they sort of give you a. They clean your windshield, and you know. They never gave me a lube job, but you know, it cost a dollar, and it. You know, they did a pretty good job.
That's interesting. Well, you see, this is the legend of Rudy Giuliani. He's, you know, he cleaned up New York, he cracked down on crime, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, Mike, it was you who called in with that very interesting story about the Fulton Fish Market. Wasn't that you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I told that story over the next couple of days, the story being that Giuliani held this big press conference announcing they cleaned up the Fulton Fish Market, and then several weeks later, you spoke with one of the people who sold his products through the market, and they told him that they were being shaken down by the Russian Jewish mob that came in when the old Italian boys were driven out.
And they were being charged twice as much.
Exactly. I mean, that story, I think, encapsulates, it captures the whole... It exposes the whole Giuliani myth, the whole Giuliani legend, yeah.
Now, this is the main point of my call regarding Giuliani. I think I know why he went after John Gotti and the Gambinos and, you know, those types of guys. I don't know whether you know that his father was a low-level operative in the Italian mob.
I didn't know that until a couple weeks ago.
And
but
in fact, was in prison for activities related to that.
Mm-hmm.
He was a convicted felon.
Okay.
Now, here's my theory. Giuliani Sr., as I said, was a low-level functionary in the mob, and I'm sure that stuck in Il Duce's craw that his old man wasn't thought of highly enough to make it up further up the greasy pole of the Cosa Nostra.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. I knew which way you were going with that, Mike, and I'll tell you something. If you look at Rudy Giuliani's character, that's fully in keeping.
He's that
with
type
Rudy
of personality.
Giuliani.
He's that type of guy.
That's exactly right. I think you're 100% right there, Mike.
So I'm sure that he was waiting years to get payback, hence his zealous pursuit of what in reality was a pale imitation in terms of influence of his former self, you know, the mob.
Exactly. You know, maybe Giuliani's mad that he didn't get in on the act himself. I mean,
I'm sure that's also part of it.
Yeah, in all seriousness. Yeah, I mean, well, let's put it this way. If he gets what he wants, he's going to be the biggest gangster on the face of the planet.
In spades.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike, a final point. You mentioned a week or two ago about a New York Times magazine article you were reading, which was debunking Christianity, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
There's a great... There's a great rebuttal of that, of the article, by a guy called Spengler in the asiatimes.com. That's atimes.com.
Asia Times, okay.
The website is atimes.
Okay, all right.
oneword.com. And the guy's name is Spengler. He's in the left-hand column, and you can click there, and it'll bring you up to the appropriate subject.
I'll try to check that out. That's very interesting.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Mike. Thanks for your call. Thanks for that insight into Giuliani, which I think is 197% correct.
Yeah, but don't eat breakfast on Sunday.
All right. I eat brunch anyway.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right. We're going south from New York to Florida with Ben. Ben, are you there? Ben, are you there? I think we're losing Ben. I think we lost Ben. Okay. All right, well, we're going to go back up north, clear past New York, up to the fancy suburbs of Connecticut with Henry. Henry, are you in the fancy suburbs of Connecticut?
No, actually, there's a lot of bean people over here. A lot of bean people, you know, like Jim Cederstrom, the bean people. Actually, you know, oh, okay, let me fix this. Oh, I'm going to have to change this wire. Okay. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Theodore Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I guess many would call him the founding father of the Zionist movement.
Yeah, right. I found out that from a Newswatch magazine way back in 1881. That's a long time ago, 1881. And the thing is fascinating is that he and Trotsky and V.I. Lenin and Jacob Schiff all met together at a B'nai B'rith meeting back in the early 1900s in New York City. It seems to be, for some reason, New York seems to be a big power base for these people around the world. As a matter of fact, you had somebody mention Giuliani. Now, I'll tell you this, Giuliani cost the city a lot of money. Because he even had a double standard. Remember his welfare reform thing that he had there in the city?
I remember hearing about it, but I don't know any of the specifics.
Yeah. Well, there were some things he had where he had some workfare thing where a couple of people died. A couple of them sued a city. Now, see, Dinkins was a lousy mayor also, like Rudy, but Dinkins had spilled the beans in one way. He said that New York City puts aside so many millions of dollars a year for lawsuits. Because, and I even heard today, I heard earlier this year, or latter part of last year, there was some teenager beaten up just crossing the street by New York City police, and then one police officer, one teen, I mean, he's an older teen now, not a 13-year-old, I mean, he's like an adult.
Right, right.
But he's going to be suing him, because, this cop put him in the hospital for no reason. There's something stupid with that dumb crap city, and he keeps talking about how it's the greatest city in the world, it's the greatest city in the world. Well, you got a bunch of third world stuff there, and the rent's sky high. The strike began in 2005. They were on Curtis Wheeler's show saying that, the union guys were saying that they're buying houses in Pennsylvania because they can't afford to be paying $900 for a one bedroom crap apartment in Brooklyn. But getting back to Giuliani, when some people died from his welfare workfare thing, and there was no allowed of any job searching either. That's the thing. They were suing the city. One woman, she sued him for so many millions of dollars. Then all of a sudden they set up some fake phony organization called Acorn so they could have a collective lawsuit. Now, what the purpose of that was is so that these globalists and these guys who think all that stuff's important, they could control both sides, see? And so that when the people sue, through Acorn, they would get only, something went wrong or something illegal, they would only get like $100 or whatever the case is. Where if you sue individually with your own lawyer for millions of dollars, it's a different story. But Giuliani was really a mess. Both of them. Dinkins was not too much better, but Giuliani was even worse, and he cost the city a lot of money with that. Plus, also, I was told with some inside information that when it came to the welfare reform, he had two different scenarios. There was a separate place in Brooklyn that was just for the Jews when they were getting assistance, and they did not participate in any workfare, wetfare, or whatever, which that's not really doesn't work either. The main thing is job training and job placement, I should say.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah,
yeah, no, it is. They proved that back in 1980 when it is. It's just a moral principle thing with them, not rather what works, because I know that they were doing that with job training and placement in the Netherlands. I heard on Radio Netherlands, and it has worked. But there was a separate building just for the Jews and anybody else. Italian, Irish, either blacks, anybody in the house getting welfare, they would have this what you call work experience program. So he had a separate thing going with the Jews, one thing, and non-Jews, something else, because I was talking to people who worked there, work at one of those offices when it was really going strong, and it slowly broke apart because there were so many things you're doing illegal. They didn't see hardly any Hasidic Jews anywhere, and they know it was a lot of Hasidic Jews came from Russia and from Israel that were on welfare, but you don't see them where everybody else was.
Interesting.
That's true. And so,
I'll tell you how they get away with that. It's the same
how
way
do
the
they?
Federal
yeah.
government has been getting away with giving money to Jewish hospitals and and Jewish religious organizations, they say it's a cultural thing.
Right,
it's
something
not
with their
religion. It's
right.
Cultural. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Jews are still behind flooding us with all these third world non-European immigrants to bring the job market down, bring the wages down. All they talk is work, work, work. Now, I found out one thing interesting. When Newsday came out, when Julian was running against Ruth Messenger was a crappy candidate, but it was the lowest turnout, voters turnout in the history of the city. Giuliani,
that's interesting. I didn't know that. That's
oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You can look it up. Check it. Giuliani got 23%. Ruth Messenger got 20%. Now, the kind of crappy campaign that Ruth Messenger was, the way she ran the campaign, she was not a... It's obviously it was putting her up there so that nobody would challenge Rudy.
It was it was a setup. I believe that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely was. But at the same time, Ruth took Queens, took part of Brooklyn. So with all the mess, and as crappy as it was, they still would take Ruth Messenger over him. But it was the lowest turnout ever.
That's
so
interesting.
But you can look it up.
Another piece.
And also, he's funded by Kissinger and Goldman and Sachs.
Another piece of the Giuliani puzzle. Thank you, Henry.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for that call. Very interesting. God, Rudy Giuliani is garbage, ladies and gentlemen. Huh. And he wants to be president of the United States. Maybe we deserve him.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. No more callers at this time. That is, there are no more callers at this time. Let me just close up here. Earlier when we were talking about the kosher racket, and as I said, it's not just kosher food. They even make your aluminum foil from Reynolds Wrap. They make that kosher, and we pay for that, folks. But, you know, these Orthodox Jewish groups that get paid by these big manufacturers to bless their aluminum foil, you know, they recently had a conflict with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and Rabbi Avi Shafran, a spokesman for the ultra-Orthodox Agadist Israel of America, said, "In general, I don't think that PETA is taken very seriously in the Orthodox community or in any civilized society." Well, I think that's kind of interesting for a for an Orthodox rabbi to make that comment about People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And I'm just going to make the recommendation to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals that they start considering the fact that these Orthodox rabbis who mistreat the chickens that PETA is worried about being mistreated, these Orthodox rabbis who follow the Talmud don't think that non-Jews, we Gentiles, are human beings. They think that we are animals. So I am calling for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, to start taking on the Talmud, because certainly the Talmud does not have very nice things to say about those of us whom the Talmud considers to be animals, and that is the non-Jews of this world. Now, of course, I hope that not all Jews believe in these hateful teachings of the Talmud, and I'm sure that there are many Jews out there who do not. But the fact that there are so many religious leaders in the Jewish community who have so many followers, these religious leaders who do believe in the Talmud and believe in its teachings, we need PETA to take up for the rest of us. I like what they're doing, looking out for animals, but if PETA's not going to look out for us, somebody's got to. And I guess that's the whole purpose of the No More Wars for Israel conference being held in Southern California. We Gentiles are a little tired of fighting these unnecessary wars for Israel, and you know what? If Israel and its adherents here on American soil continue to get their way, we are going to fight more wars for Israel. Rudy Giuliani is leading the troops, or I should say he's cheering on the troops, but he's not leading them any more than John McCain or Joe Lieberman or Edgar Bronfman or anybody else who's out there saying we've got to fight. Isn't it terrible, folks? You know, in the old days, Americans were proud to stand up and support the troops and join the military to defend our country and to protect our borders, but that isn't what our military is doing today. And you know what? I'm confident that most of the young men and women in Iraq there today understand that this war had nothing to do with the interests of the United States. Maybe they don't quite understand what it's all about. Some of them may still think it's has something to do with oil. But, of course, we know really in the end it had nothing to do with oil. It had everything to do with Israel. And guess what, folks? That's why all these politicians in the Republican Party, with the notable exception of Ron Paul, are cheering on this war and pushing for more wars for Israel. We must stop them, folks. All right, folks, thanks for listening in. Appreciate the input and the constructive criticism, like the kind we got here from Country Boy in Indiana. Keep listening. Have a good weekend. I'll see you here on Monday night, God willing. Thanks to John and Sandra and all the good folks at RBN who make this hour for me possible. It's true.